Okay, we are beginning Moed Katan, Daf Gimel. We're holding now on Beis, Amud Beis, about 13 lines up from the bottom. The sugya that we're starting with is why did the Mishnah allow a person to water on Shemitah? So it starts like this: Tanan, Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moed U'V'Shavius. You're allowed to water your Beis Hashlochin, which we learned previously was the type of field that needs to be irrigated, and then the Vaishvius is the Parshas Bahar. You know, you have a Daf Yomi coincidence, you have a Daf Shavu coincidence. So Parshas Bahar discusses Shemitah. The Rambam in Shemitah and Yovel, Perek Dalid, says, Halacha Chafhei, Ein Shvius Noheges Ela Be'eretz Yisrael Bilvad. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael, Shne'emar, Ki Savo El Ha'aretz, V'goymer, V'noheges Bein B'fnei Habayis, Bein Shalom B'fnei Habayis. So it applies whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. The Radvaz brings down, that's the reason why, that the Shemitah, we kept it even before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Okay, so what exactly is going on here? Let's continue the Gemara and says like this: Bishlema moed mishum tirchahu v'makom seida shar rabon. I understand when on chol moed that you're allowed to water because you know there's going to be a loss over here. So therefore, that's why the rabon allowed it. El shavius bein the man da omer mishum zareya or bein the man da omer mishum charish zareya v'charisha b'shavius mishari. In other words, the whole machloikis, whether you're learning that it's a problem of Zareya, of of sowing, whether it's a problem of Choresh, of plowing, so you're not allowed to do these things during a Shemitah year. So how could you allow this? And the Torah says, befavors that you're not allowed to work the land during Shemitah. So Amar Abaye, must be like this. What's our Mishnah talking about? It's Bishvius Bizman Hazeh. No, it's only nowadays where it's a Derabonon. We don't have the Shemitah Deraisa anymore. The Rebbe, he is going like the Shita of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. D'tanya, you learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Yomer ze dvar hashmita shamot. This is the, literally, shmita means to release. So this is when it releases it, right? B'shtei shmita sokosu medaber. There's two types of things that are being released here. Acha shmita's karka, v'acha shmita's ksofim. So money, loans are released, and the land is also released. You can't go around collecting debts. Where does the Rambam bring this down? In Perek Tes. Perek Tes of Shemitah and Yovel. So here it is, Halacha Beis, says the Rambam. Ein Shemitah's Kesofin Nohegas El Min HaTorah El Bezman Sheha Yovel Noheg. Right? Shemitah only applies when it's counting up to a Yovel, which you need. You need the majority of Jewish people to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Sheisham Shemitah's Karka. Shehare Yishuv Karka Levalov Belo Kesef. I'm sorry, it's Yoshuv. Remember the wrong. It's Yoshua Karka. It goes back to its owners. V'davar zeh kabalahu. This is the tradition we have. Amr chacham bezman ata mashmi karka ata mashmi kesafim b'chol mokum. So when the land is going back, then the money is going back. Bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Bezman she ein sham shmitas karka ein ata mashmi kesafim b'shvius afilu ba'aretz. So when it doesn't apply, so even in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't wipe that out. Oh, let's do Gimel also. Medivrei Sofrim. So on a we'll bring a little shot here. Medivrei Sofrim is Derabonan. Shetei Shemitas Kesofim Noheges Bizman Hazeh Bechol Makom Va'af Al Pi She'en HaYovel Noheg. Even though we're not having the Shemitah cycle counting up to the Yovel, nevertheless it applies on a rabbinic level. Kedei Shlo Tishka Tish. Tish Takach Torah Shmitas Ksof Misrael. So we shouldn't forget about it. We should know what this it's based upon the Gemara in Gittin. That the Rambam is getting his shita from. So again, just to work that out, you see, Bizman Sh'at Mishamei Karka, continuing back in the Gemara, At Mishamei Kesofim. The two are linked, right? Bizman She'iyata Mishamei Karka, when you're not releasing the land, Iyata Mishamei Kesofim. So therefore, it doesn't release any loans. You pay it back, right? So what's this going? It means, like, according to this, according to Revi, Bizman Azeb, so we don't have a deraisa. So therefore, since Shemitah is only derabanan, then the rabbanan have a right to be makil if there's a case of a significant financial loss. So then, The Gemara continues, Rava Amar Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You can even learn the Pshat in our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and they hold that no, Shemitah even nowadays, right? Afilu Tema Rabbanan. They argue to Deraisa. Shemitah is Deraisa nowadays. You could still understand why there was that Kula in the Mishnah, right? Rava Amar Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Avos Asa Rachmana. Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana. Well, the reason why you can be makil with these types of irrigating the fields and stuff on Shemitah is because it's really only the Av Molacha that the Torah says, but the toldos of that, so that like the water, that's not actually doing. So since it's the toldos here are derabbanan, so therefore again you can say that there's room for them to be makil as well. The pasuk says Vashana Hashvis Shabbos Shabboson Yil Aret Sodchalo Sizra. Okay. Right, the way you can see this is that it talks about what you're allowed to plant and what you're not allowed to work. Michti, zmira bichlal zriya. So you see here that zmira is like pruning, right? That's included within the av of zriya, because basically that a tolda means it's something that has the same result as the av, and when we're doing the zmira, that's the whole point is to get the plant to grow better, right? Uvetzira bichla ketzira, and then when you're pickling the grapes, that's also contained within ketzira by the reaping it, because you're taking out part of the produce from the plant for the purpose of helping it. So Lamai Hilchasa Kazvinhu Rachmanin, right? Why did the actual write up in the Torah? Why did the Torah explicitly say these things are not allowed, rather, than just staying with the more, general prohibitions? So Lameimra Dahani Toldos Mechayev.
That you're Chayev Malkus, right? That you're Chayev, that's what it said, right?
Acharan Yosa, but on the other ones, Lo Mechayev. That's why they were spoken out. Certain ones are chayev malchus and not. Rambam, the beginning now, just go back a second, to the beginning of Shemitah and Yovel, this is the very beginning, Perek Aleph. Mitzvah sase lishbois me'avodas ha'aretz v'avodas ha'ilon b'shana shvis. Right, so you have to, you can't work. Shne'mar v'shavz ha'aretz, shavz la'Hashem, shne'mar v'ne'mar v'chorsh v'katzir tishbois. V'chol ha'oise malacha me'avodas ha'aretz o ha'ilonos b'shana zu bota mitzvah sase v'avar lo sase shne'mar sodcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmor. Beis. Eino loke min hatorah el al hazria o al hazmira. The only derises you get is for the zria and the zmira. Va al ktira o al habatzira echad hakerem echad shar hilonos. Right, it doesn't matter what's in your kerem, your vineyard, or it's in a tree. Uzmira bichlal zria uvatzira bichlal ktira. These are all necessarily like in the category. Then why did the Gemara, the pasuk actually speak it out and specify these ones? Lo melacha to tell you as follows: Al shtei toldos elu bilvad hu chayev. These are the only toldos you're chayev for. That's our Gemara. Val shar toldos shivavodas haaretz im shar haavos lo nispar shu beinyan zeh. It's not spoken. It's not what's specified. Ain't a local him, so you don't get malchus on that. Aval makinoso makas mardus. So you get only a derabbanan type of malchus because you did violate it, but you didn't get the real Isser De'oraisa on these. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Velo? 1 second. Really? There's no other told us that you do it. V'hatanya. We learned in a braisa. Sodcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmor. Right? You shouldn't sow in your field and don't prune in your kerem, in your vineyard. Ainli ele zerua v'zimor. All I have here is that you're not allowed to sow, you're not allowed to prune. Minayin l'nikush, you can't do weeding, right? It's like pulling out the weed, l'idur, that's hoeing it. Ki suach, you want to cut the weeds. So tam alomar, you learn it all from sodcha lo, karmacha lo. You can't do this in your field, and you can't do this in your kerem, your vineyard. Lo kol malacha shebesodcha, velo kol malacha shebecharmecha. You do this the way that the pasuk is mashma, that you can't do any malacha in your field, and you can't do any malacha in the kerem. Minayin she'ein mekarsimin, and where do you can't like, prune these trees? Ve'ein mezardin, you can't trim like off the dry branches. Ve'ein mefaskin be'ilan, you're not allowed to cut like the big branches off of the trees. So tamalo, same pasuk, sadcha lo karmecha lo. Lo kol malacha shebe sadcha, lo kol malacha shebe karmecha. You can't do any malacha, again, same idea, not in your soda or in the kerem. Minayin she'ein mezablin, right? Zevel is manure, so they used it for fertilizer back then. So how do you know you can't fertilize the fields and your vineyards? Ve'ein mefarkin, you can't move like stones out of the air. Ve'ein ma'abkin is like avak is dust. If you had these types of roots that were uncovered, so to put dust on there like helped it grow better. Ve'ein ma'ashnin, you can't smoke it out, fumigate the be'ilon. Tamad loymer sadcha lo karmecha lo. Same lemas all from this pasuk. Kol malacha shebe sadcha lo. Kol malacha shebe karmecha lo. You can't do this. The Rambam in the next halacha, which we're up to, we're in Perek Aleph Dalet, says Ketzad ha'choifre ha'choresh letzorech ha'karka o ha'masakel o ha'mezabel v'cheutzibehen mishar avodas ha'aretz, right? Any type of things that you're doing to help the land work it. V'chein ha'mavrich o ha'markiv o ha'noteya v'cheutzibehen avodas ha'ilonos makinoso makas mardes midivrehen. You get malchus. So it's interesting. The commentators on the Rambam point out, right? Our Gemara is darshening psukim, right? So then it must be the way the Rambam's learning our Gemara is that these are asmachtas. Because if it was really, really dinim deoraisa, then it wouldn't be malchus mardus. It would be the real. It'd be the malchus on for being over a lav in the Torah. Okay, good. Now the Gemara continues and says, it seems like that any malacha you want to do in your field is not allowed. So yochel lo yikash kesh tachas azesim. The hobby is you wouldn't even like to like lightly hoe the land underneath the zesim or the olive trees. Velo yaader tachas akefonim, and you can't again use your hoe and plow like underneath the grapevines. Velo yamale nekoim mayim, you can't fill up any cracks that you have in there with mayim. Velo yase ugios lekefonim, you can't make any like these circular types of round ditches around them. Satam alomer, the pasuk comes to teach us what sadcha lo sizra, that you field you shouldn't sow in it, right? The Rambam here in Zion, Sokrines ha'ilam b'sikra, you're allowed to, interesting, this is not our case, but it's talking about painting like a red stripe around the tree so that people realize that this is a sick tree and people will daven for it. Some wanted to suggest, I don't know if this is really the makor for it, I don't think so, but some wanted to suggest that that's the red strings. I don't know about that. But Lemaise, I once heard a Moshe Shmuz from Rav Smith, where he said, if you see a tree needs our tefilos, that we're davening for that, so Lachas kam v'kam, when you hear about someone, you hear a chole, you see somebody who needs a tefilo, we should daven for them as well. Okay, but the Rambam says like this, right? Ton oisiv avonim, you're allowed to put like stones on the tree for odrin tachas agafonim, and you're allowed to, you know, that's the hoeing it underneath the geffen. Umakashkesh bezesim, you're allowed to, the vines are underneath the olive trees. V'im lahavros es ha'ilon oser, if you're doing it because you want the trees to lahavros to sprout, to flourish, that's oser. V'im listom es ha'petzimim, but if it's only to close up the cracks, that's mutter, because that's for something that's it's like a dover ha'oven. Okay, Gemara now speaks out this whole learning over here. Zriya b'chlal ha'isa, that's included in the general isser against doing like working on the land during the Shemitah. The Lama Yotza, so why is it that Zriya was actually singled out? Lahakish Eleh, to make a Hekesh. What? Lama Lachat teaches follows. Ma Zriya Miyuchedes, Avodah Shevesadav Vishevikerem, Afkol Shehi Avodah Shevesadav Vishevikerem. To teach you that the Hekesh is like this, it's unique. It's a type of malach that's done both in the soda and in the kerem. So any other type of malach that you would do, both in a field and in a vineyard, is what's aser, but any malacha that's done only in a vineyard, but it's not done in the sada, right? You're just trying to keep these your kerem from not getting ruined from year to year, like we just said. That's mutter. That's what the Rambam was saying. These things are allowed, so it doesn't get ruined. But what do you see? Lamaisi, the Braisa compares all these toldos of the Malacha that they're Osir, right? It's not just the Zriya, like Rava had said. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara rejects and says, Midu Rabbanon. No, all these things we're talking about is de Rabbanon, Ukra Asmachta Ba'alma. It's a support for something. It's a hint for it something, but it's not really a real din. It's not a real drasha, right? And then, the way I think it's a machlokes in the Rishonim how to understand what an asmachta is. Some of them learn out, I think it's the Ritva, if I remember correctly, I think it's the Ritva explains like this, that it's when you give a hint for something that you want done without actually a real tzivoy. Like when a parent tells the child, I'm thirsty. Right? It's the child, if they have any common sense, they go get a drink of water for the parent. But there was no formal tzivoy, go get me a glass of water. It was an asmachta. So over here, it's like an asmachta for all of these malachas as well. Now, they want to just... has a little side point over here. The kishkush b'shavi is mishari. Are you allowed to do this light type of hoeing during a shemitah year? Ha'kosav, it says, v'shavi is tishmeteno unetashto, right? You have to let it rest. You can't work it. Tishmeteno milikashkesh unetashto milisakil. So each one of these things is a different drasha, but you see that you can't do the kishkush. That's learned out. So you're not allowed to do during a shemitah year. So Amarav Ukva Barchama Tre Kish Kushe Have, there's Tzvei Dinim, there's two types of it, right? In other words, Chad, one type is Lavruye Ilone, that's to get it to be, strengthen up the trees. Vechad, the other type of Kish Kush is Tume Mi Pile, just to close up the cracks. So what's the din? Which is which? Avruye Ilon, to get it strength, that's Osir. Stume Pile, but just to get the cracks, that's fine, just make sure it doesn't get damaged, that is Shari. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point. It wants to understand, do you get Malkus for doing the Zriya? For Choresh, I'm sorry, for doing Choresh in a Shemitir. Do you get Malkus for doing Choresh? Se Itmar. Choresh b'Shvi is, what's the din if you do it? So Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Elazar. It's a machlokes between two of them, but interesting, the Gemara doesn't tell us who says what. Chad Amar, one of them says, Loki, you do get Malkus, but Chad Amar ain't a Loki, you don't get Malkus for Choresh. The Lema, the Rebbe Avin, Amar Rebbe Ilo Kamiflagi. Let's say that they're arguing within this Shita. Why? What is it? The item told us. The Amar Rebbe Avin, Amar Rebbe Ilo, Ko Malkum Shneemar Klal Ba'ase, Ufrat Belos Ase. Anytime you have a general Klal, an over. Arching rule in a positive, and then the prat is specific. He does below sase ain't done osa b'chlal frat achlal. That we don't learn out our general rule of klal prat uklal, right? And then according to that, you will be able to apply from the prat to every single type of case, right? What is it? Man da omer loke, the one who holds that you yes get malchus lay slay der avin om rabbi. Eloh, he doesn't hold from this drasha, right? So he's learning out the psukim that it is the regular rule of klal prat uklal. Uman da omer ein eloike, and the one who holds that you don't get the malchus, so he's holding like this. Isle, he holds Rabbi Avin, he holds this whole drasha. Therefore, the lav was the prat, right? You can't sow the land, but it's not extended to include any other malacha. So if you would do choresh, so you violated the asay of letting the land lie fallow. But you weren't over the deraisa, which was a negative, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. So where it says lo, we don't hold for this. Now it's going to go through in Chazor, like 15 lines, the whole braisa again. Dekule amaleis le Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Lo, manda Omer loike shapir. Everybody holds this, and the one who says you do get malchus is saying, well, shapir is good because it is klal prat uklal, and therefore you learn it out. Umanda Omer Einoloike, the one who holds that you don't get Malkus, Omalach will say like this, Michti, Zmir Bechlal Zriya, Betzira Bechlal Ketzira, Lemai Hilchasa Kasavinhu Rachmana, so why did Torah actually specify these two? Lemaymer to teach you, Dahani told us who the Mechayiv, Atolda Dachrina Lo Mechayiv. So it's only these two types of things where you're Chayiv on the Toldos, but not for any other ones. So according to this opinion, the pasuk is coming to tell you that you're not chayiv, you don't get malchus for any malacha that wasn't actually said the favorish in the Torah, which would include choresh. V'lo is really true. V'hatanya sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmor ein li elizerua v'zimor minayin li idur le kishkush le chisuach tamalomer sadcha lo charmecha lo. Lo komalacha shebisadcha lo komalacha shebikarmecha. Exact same price that we just saw. And it continues in mi'anayin. Where do we know she'ein mekar simin ve'ein zardin ve'ein fasgin ve'ilon? You're not allowed to do any of these malachas, trimming the branches. Tam loymer sadcha lo karmecha lo. Komalacha shebisadcha lo komalacha shebikarmecha lo. You can't do any malacha during the Shemitah year on these things. Minayin she'ein mezablin ve'ein mefarkin ve'ein ashnin ve'ilon. You're not allowed to do any things of fertilizing or taking away the stones, or you're going to put the smoke under. I get the smoking the tree, just to speak that out, when it would kill the bugs. That's that by killing the bugs, you know, you smoke them out. That was bad for them. It killed them. That made the tree into a healthier and it felt healthy. I don't think we said it over in the earlier. Talmud Loimer, how do you know you can't do this? Sadcha lo, karmecha lo. Kol malacha shebesadcha lo, v'chol malacha shebekarmecha lo. Yochel, the havmin, I would have thought, lo yikashkesh tachas hazesim, you're not allowed to hoe under the olive trees, v'lo yader tachas hagefonim, you can't hoe under the grapevines, v'lo yamale, nekoyim bayim, you can't fill up the cracks with the water, v'lo yase ugios legefonim, you can't do these certain types of circular ditches around the grapes vines, tamad loimet, sadcha lo sizra. So the pasuk teaches, no, your field, you can't do it. Zriya b'chlal haisa, so zriya is included in the general lab against doing any malacha during the Shemitah. V'lam yotz, why was it singled out then? L'haki shalet, to make a hekesh comparison. Lo malacha. Mazriya miyuchedes, avodah shebesadah v'shebekerem. It's a type of malacha that's done both in the field and in the kerem, the vineyard. Afkol shehi avodah shebesadah v'shebekerem. So too, any malacha that's done in both is osur, but any malach, again, just speak this out, any malach that's done only in a kerem, but not in the field, right? You want to sustain the things from getting ruined, that's mutter. Lamaisa, what do you see? The Braisa says that there are many, many malachas that are osur, and it's not just the two that are specified in there. So when it says, no, mi derabonan. This is mi derabonan, v'kra asmachta ba'alma. Right? All these things are asmachta, and it's not a real source, I should say. It's real Doraisa din. Okay, we made it onto Amud Beis. Fine. So now, what the more we're going to start a new discussing over here, that there's this Tosefa Shmita, which you're not going to get Malkus on. So ki also Rav Dimi Omer. When Rav Dimi came, he was one who used to go back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel and bring all the halachas over. Kios Rav Dimi Omer Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes. You would have minus. You would think that he had a teaching that you get chayev malchus. The Nasev La Tamuda Liptura, and I have a teaching that shows you really potter. However, Velo Yedana My Tamuda Umay Tosefes. I don't know what was the Talmud, what was the Limud that got you out of this, and I'm not sure exactly what was the Tosefis that was being referred to. Even in the times of the Tanoim, they had, you know, certain, you know, a Masorah, they didn't necessarily understand everything. And even though they were giving it over, they had to try to figure out what exactly was meant by these teachings. That's what he's saying. I have a Masorah, I have a teaching, but I'm not sure how to correctly explain it. So Rebbe Elazar Amar, Rabbi Lazar explains that what was it talking about? It's talking about Harisha. V'halchim, this is how you learn it. Yochel l'hav means yilke al Harisha. You would think that you do get Malkus for doing Harish. The da'asim yichlal frad chlal, because we work from our klal prad or klal, we spoke out. V'nosev le'i tamura l'ptura. And that's the chiddish. No, I have to teach you that you're going to be potter for doing the Harisha. De'im kein. Because if you would be getting Malkus, Kolhani Prati Lamali. So what do you have to speak at all these pratim, right? Everything is mentioned in there. So you have to come on and say, no, the only reason that those were singled out is to tell me on Dafka these specific malachas, but not on any others. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yamim Shehosifu Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. What's the Tosefis? This is talking about the days that the Rabbonim added before Rosh Hashanah. Because again, we know, obviously, the New Year starts, the Shemitah year starts formally at Rosh Hashanah. But there was a Tosefis, it was bumped back. This is how you learn it. You had a Hav, meaning that even though it's not really the Shemitah year, now it's the Tosefis, it's the that additional time period. You know, we have like Tosefis Shabbos, you know, we take in Shabbos earlier, we end Shabbos later, so you were taking in the Shemitah year earlier. The Hav, meaning is Yochel Yilke Tosefis Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, yeah, Rosh Hashanah, yeah. For Asya b'chorosh v'katsir tishbos, because it's learned out from the pasuk of chorosh v'katsir, you have to stop, you have to rest from plowing and reaping. V'nasiv la'tamuda la'petura, right? And then it comes along, and we have a teaching tells you your potter, could be in the name of the comments. We're going to say below. My yamim shalifni Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly are the extra days before Rosh Hashanah? So quote the opening Mishnah in Shavuos, Kiddetanan. Ad Masai Chorshim B'Sudai Ilan Erev Shavuos. How long are you allowed to work on a field, like an orchard, before Shavuos? So Beishami on Kolzman Sheyafil Pri. Any time that's beneficial for the fruit that's already on the trees. So once the, you know, you're doing the Chavisha to not only benefit. In other words, it's helping the tree itself, right? And then, but if it's not helping just the tree now, it's going to help what's next year's crop. That's where it becomes osur. Ubeis hilal amrim ad hatzeris. You have until Shavuos. Ukrov and divrei elu lios kedivrei elu. And really, Beis Shammai is very close to Beis Hillel. And those lemaisa, there's really very little difference between the two. In the Yerushalmi, it brings down this machloek, because this is one of those rare cases where actually we find Beis Hillel is machmir, but over Beis Shammai. But it doesn't have to be. You know, theoretically, if the year would be a little bit different, you could find where Beis Shammai is actually going to be the more machmir of those. But this is listed in the Yerushalmi over there. Okay. The ad masai chorshin tzedei halavon erev shviyas. So how long are you allowed to use a grain field on erev shviyas? Mishetichle halecha. When all the lachluchis is like moisture. All the moisture that was in, that's left over from all the rains, that's done. V'chol zman shebnei adam chorshin lita mekashos umedalos. They're still, you know, working, they're plowing the fields, they want to get the kishun, or like your, like a shomer kishun is a cucumbers, right? And the dalos are types of gourds, melons. These are planted at the end of the winter. So that's how long you're allowed to work the field. Reb Shimon omer im kein, one second. If this is true, right, you don't really have a set time, then that could lead to a little bit of confusion, a tremendous amount of confusion. Nosna Torah Shir L'chol Echa V'Echa B'Yodo. Everybody gets to pick their own amount of time. You could keep doing Chorishas as long as you want. You say, I'm just doing this. I'm still planting this year, but really you're not. You're working it for the following year, for the Shemitah year. So he rejects this. Well, it's a question as to what Rishim and Shita really is. But Ella rather it's like this: B'Sdeha Lovon Ad Pesach, B'Sdeha Elon Ad Hatzeris. He has a fixed time for the. Stay Lavan, you can go until Pesach, and the Stay Ha'ilon, you can do it up until Shavuos. Beis Hillel Omrim Ad HaPesach. And Beis Hillel says, no, you only get until Pesach. For Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Reven Gamliel, Ubeis Dinu, Nimnu Al Shnei Prakim Halalu Ubitlum. So he says that Reven Gamliel and his Beis Din, they voted about these two times, right, from Pesach or Shavuos, it starts up until Rosh Hashanah, and they were mevatel them. Therefore, what if they mevatel them? Then you could really do straight up until Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Gemara has a problem understanding this. How could that be? Amr le Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abahu, for Amr le Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Different opinions, different traditions. Who actually said this? Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinu, Hochi Motzi Uvatle Tekanta the Beis Shammai Leis Hillel. How in the world could Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din come along and be mevatel something that happened previously? Right, Hillel and Shammai were before him. Right, for Hatzanam, we've learned. Ain Beis Din Yochel Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveru Elaim Kein Gadol Mimenu BeChochma UveMinyan. You're not allowed to change a previous Beis Din to overturn their decision unless you are greater than, we'll say, in Chochma and in Minyan. So the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Mamon in Beis Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses this idea. This is a famous Yesod. So Rambam writes like this: Beis din shegazer gezera otiknu tekana v'nehagu minhag poshet hadavar b'chol Yisrael. Again, the background behind it, just because a Beis din makes a tekana or a gezera, if it was that the majority of people couldn't keep it, so then they were mevatel that. So I think Morning of Obazara talks about, gives examples of tekanas that they made, but were not able to be really, they couldn't keep it, right? So therefore, since the majority of people couldn't keep it, so therefore it was taken back. V'omer achrehim beizdin acher, and then a later beizdin comes, bikish levatel devarehim, devarim harishonim, la'akor oisa hatakan of oisa gezer of oisa minhag, they want to change the gezer, the tekan of the minhag, Eino yochel ad shiye gadol min hamishonim bechachma uveminyan. So you have to have two requirements: greater in wisdom and in number. Hayah gadol bechachma avalo beminyan. If they were greater only in wisdom but not in number, like we know that the Gemara talks about that the Beis Shammai was like that. Beis Shammai was chad de tefei; they were sharper in learning than the Beis Hillel, but they weren't greater in number. Or the opposite case is the Rambam beminyan. They're a greater number of Loba Chachma, right? That was the Mila of Beis Hillel. They had greater numbers, but not in Chachma. Eini Yoch Levatil Es Dvar. You can't change it. Afilu Batal Hatam She Beglalo Gozu Rishonim O Hiskinu Ein Hachon Yochon Levatil Ad Shiu Gedolim Mehem. So this is an important point over here the Rambam is making. This idea that even if the reason behind the gezeira goes away, then you can't change it. So this actually happens to be a three-way machlokas. We'll just speak it out, and then we'll finish up the Rambam. The Rambam says, in any case, you can't do it. Even if there's no longer the reason, you can't do it. The Rosh has a different. It says, depends if the tam is yedua or not. If sometimes they reveal the reasons behind the gezeira, sometimes they didn't. So if they reveal the reason, and the reason doesn't apply, okay, then you could. And then the third sheet in this is the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid says that any time if the reason goes away, then it doesn't matter whether if the Chazal told us why they made this gezeira or not, right? Batal hatam, batal hatakana, goes away. Okay, but now back to Rambam. He asks the interesting question. The Gemara says you have to be greater in number, but we all know the greatest Beis Din was 71 Dayanim. So how could it be greater at Beminyan? Right, that's wrong. It's 71. So he answers, Ze minyan chachme hador. It's the counting, not the number of the people on the Beis Din, but all the chachme in that generation. Shehiskimu v'kiblu hadover. Sha'omer Beis Din hagado v'lo chalkubo. Meaning that it's not the din, just the Sanhedrin. The way the Rambam is explaining the numbers of the numbers, but it's the other chachme in that generation. That's how theoretically you could have two bate dinim, but one could be greater in number than the other if the other people. Okay, back into the Gemara, finish up. So this is what they asked. This is what Zera said to Rabbi Vahu, right? Or Rabbi Yishlok is saying it to Rabbi Yochanan, and they quote a pasuk from Daniel. Eshtomem kvisha chada. He was astonished for a little bit, right? I mean, he paused. Amale. Right? Now you can say it like this. Emer kach hisnu b'nehem. No. This is when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made their gezerah, they had a built-in condition to it. And what was it? What's the Tanai? Kol harotze libatel, yava libatel. Anybody who wants to come along and be mevatel at a later period in time, they could go ahead and be mevatel it. Did who? He? Is it theirs? Wait, this is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? No. Halach l'moshe m'sinai hui. It wasn't theirs. They can't make up put a Tanai into it. It's not theirs, right? This comes from Moshe. The Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorson, Eser Natios, Arava, Venisa Chamayim. These three categories of the Eser Natios, these 10 types of saplings, the Arava and the Nisa Chamayim, all these are Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. All these come from Moshe. So the Rambam, When bringing these down in the different places that are quoted, let's go in order. In Shemitah, it's a Perek Gimel. When the Rambam brings down these three halachas, he has the same lashon, right? He says, Esnatius mefuzaros latoich beis saw. If you have these 10 like little plantlings are spread out in a field that's big enough to plant a saw, Chorshin kol beisah b'shvilan. You're allowed to plow the entire area for on account of them. Ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah, and he ends up. Davar zeh halacha l'moshe misinai. This is an example of a halacha l'moshe misinai that you're allowed to do. The next one was the Rambam is in Perek Zayin. Zayin are here in Lulav. Halacha l'moshe misinai shemevi'in b'mikdash arava acheres chutz me'arava shebelulav. You bring an additional arava besides one you have in here for your dalabi. You bring in a dead one, but he starts off and tells us halacha l'moshe misinai. And then the last one. One second. Where is the line? You know what, I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't want to look it up. I don't have the Rambam open, so we'll just... trust me, take my word for it. It's in... I can tell you where it's found. It's in Hilchas Tamina Musaf in Perek Yud. Halacha Vav, where he, again, quoting these Halacha L'moshe Misinai about the Nisach HaMayim, that was done on Yantif. Okay, fine. But finishing up, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Kol Gemire Hilchasa. When they learn this Halacha, right, originally Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, right, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu taught it. He told that it's really 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. For also Hani Tikun miPesach miAtzeres, and then Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai came along and said it's longer. It goes from Pesach goes till Shavuos, right? Each of their shitas l'shita sam. For Osnu bedidhu, and then they said amongst themselves, they made a Tanai. While doing this, saying Kol Haroitz Libatel, anybody who would want to come and be Mevatelis, Yavel Vivatel, they could come and nullify it. So that's the answer as to why Rabbi Gamliel and his basin were able to be Mevatel the restrictions that were set up by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, Meretz Hashem, will stop here and we'll continue next time with Vahani Hilchas Aninu.